Okay, today's daf is Nida Daf Vav. We are holding on the bottom of Daf Hey and Beis. Today's share is sponsored in honor of Rav Chanoch Teller and his Rabbitson, who recently celebrated the marriage of their children, JJ and Lana. Mazel tov to the entire Teller family, and may we share in continued simchas together. Naum Elisha David ben Yeshua Cohen, aid. So we thank Elisha David ben Yeshua Cohen for that sponsorship, and today's share is also sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we're holding on the bottom of Daf Hey Amud Beis. We're at the very last two lines of the page, and we're continuing our discussion of Tumah L'Mafreya, specifically as it relates to Mishkav and Moshav, meaning a Me'es La'esha B'Nida, the fact that we're Metami and Nida, 24 hours. L'Mafreya, how does that affect Mishkav and Moshav? And we're going to have a general comparison in the context of this discussion, comparing Re'iyah to a Kesem in regard to what it's Metami Me'es La'es. Meaning if a woman finds a Kesem, instead of having a regular Re'iyah, she just finds a stain, what's a Metami Me'es La'es? Is it Metami the husband Me'es La'es? Is it Metami what exactly do we assume is included in the Tumah Me'es La'es? What about as far as her counting her Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziva? Do we assume that she became already a Nida yesterday as far as doing the Cheshbon? So all of that comparison in terms of Kesem versus Re'iyah and what's included. Then the Gemara and the major bulk of the Daf is going to be a comment of Rav Huna that comes up in the middle of Amud Aleph and takes us pretty much all the way through Amud Beis, where Rav Huna essentially teaches us that there is no no Tumah Me'es La'es for Truma, only for Kodesh. That Anida, yes, she's Metami L'Mafreya Me'es La'es, but only as far as Kodesh is concerned. Any Truma that she's come in contact with in the last 24 hours is not going to be Tame. The Gemara is going to have five challenges from five different places on that Chiddush of Rav Huna, and then at the end of Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to have an alternate version of what Rav Huna actually said. So that's going to be the layout of the daf. So let's begin. We left off really in the middle of a discussion, but let's begin it from Vahavimi Mibechozoi Masnisa Ka'amar. So the Gemara goes back to the question that we were discussing yesterday, that Avimi Mibechozoi asked from a Brisa, where the Brisa said that Mishkav and Moshav are like Maga, meaning the Mishkav and Moshav are Metame, just like a kli that she had touched. Now, a kli that Anida has touched is not Metame Adam. So therefore, that seems to be saying that Mishkav and Moshav is also not Metame, Adam, that the Mishkavos and Moshavos are not Tame L'Mafreya. And yet, we just said that based on the Kal V'Chomer, Rava had just said Kal V'Chomer, that if a kli cheres, a smuk of Tzamid Pasil, is Nitzel Bo'ol Ameis, but is not Nitzel Me'es La'esha Benida, Mishkavos and Moshavos, which are not Nitzel Bo'ol Ameis, should for sure not be Nitzel B'Meis La'esha Benida, and should become Tameh. So what are you going to do with the fact that Avimim Bechozai had a brisa that told us that it's Kimaga'a, and therefore should not be Tameh? So Ema, what you have to say is Mishkava Umoshava Kimaga Atzma, that when we say it's Kimaga'a, it doesn't mean that the Mishkava Moshav are like things that she has touched. It means that someone who touches a Mishkav and a Moshav of Anida within Me'es La'es of her Re'iyah is like having touched the Nida herself. And the halacha is, if someone touches the Nida herself, then he and the begadim that he's wearing are tamei. So ma maga atzma metamei adam metamei begadim af mishkavu moshava metamei adam letamei begadim. Just like one who touches the Nida herself becomes tamei, and the begadim shall love become tamei. So too, someone who touches the mishkavu moshav within me'es la'es shebenida also becomes tamei, and the begadim shall love become tamei. So now the Gemara says, Tanya kavasei d'rava. I'll bring you a raya to Rava that Me'es La'esha Benida is Metame Mishkav Moshav to be Metame Begadim. Truth is, the Gemara is saying it's a Raya to Rava. Rava is not really the one who said this din. Rava is the one that brought the Raya to this din. He's the one that brought the Kal V'Chomer that it must be true, but he's not really the one that said this din. But we're trying to bring a Raya to two things. The Aruch Lener points out we're also going to, in this in this brisa that we're about to quote, we're also going to bring a raya to the idea that a klicheres, a smuk of tzamid pasil, is not nitzol b'me'es le'isha benida. And that was something that Rava introduced, that if you have a klicheres that's sealed, that a nida had moved within 24 hours of finding her nidus, of finding her dam, that's going to become tame. That only Rava introduced us to. So that's why we're calling it Tanya Kavase de Rava, even though Rava was not the originator of this halacha, that me'es le'isha benida affects Mishka v'Moshav. So here's the brisa. Haroa dam, if a woman has a re'iyas dam, mitama me'isay. She's tamil mafreya 24 hours. Umahi mitama, what becomes affected within the last 24 hours? Mishkavos, umoshavos, anything she sat on or lied on, ochlin, umashkin, food and drink, klicheres hamukav tzamid pasil, a sealed klicheres, ve'enu mekulkelas l'minyana. But nevertheless, as far as cheshbiting here, you may nida and you may ziva, it's always important to know when the nidu started in order to make an accurate cheshbin of you may nida and you may ziva. Because the may ziva, the yud alef yom, shebein nida l'nida, the 11 days during which she's eligible to become a zava, begin after the 7 days of Yimei Nida are over. In order to know when that is, she needs to know when the Yimei Nida began. So if she has a re'iyah, she finds dam on Monday, and she's your metamir me'es leis to say, oh, we assume it's been in the bayis hachitzon since Sunday, so we do not start counting the 7 days of Yimei Nida from Sunday, even though we're metamir the mishkav and the moshav and everything. The lemafreya, we don't start counting the 7 days from Sunday, we start counting only from Monday. It's einam kelsa minyana ve'ena metame as boal al mafreya. And another halacha, that if she's had bia with her husband in the last 24 hours, we are not metame him like a boal nida. Normally the halacha is that someone who's boal and nida is an avatuma himself, and he's tame shivas yamim, just like the nida's tame shivas yamim. It's a pasuk in the Torah, v'im shachav yishkav yishosa v'tei nidas ala v'tame shivas yamim. So we're not going to consider the husband to be a boal nida. Why not? So this is a discussion in the Rishonim. So the Tosa Rush writes that very simply, because Mishkavos u'Moshavos is a davar shchiach, and therefore there were gozer to Melamafreya on a milsa de shchicha, that she would have been boel her husband, that she would have been nevelis to her husband within the last 24 hours. Dafka, finding the dam nida is not so shchiach. She always sits on chairs, she always lies down in bed. That happens every single day of her life. So that's much more shchiach than having to have been boel nevelis to her husband within the last 24 hours, and milslo shchiach lo gazur rabbanan. The Rashba, however, says a much more fundamental reason. He says, can you imagine if we were gozer tumas boel nida to anyone who was any woman who had bia within 24 hours of finding the re'iyah, then every husband is going to be poreish from his wife, because he's going to be concerned. He's going to be, every yirei shemayim is going to be concerned. Oyvei, what's going to be if she finds dam later on? And that's going to be a bittul piri of erivya. So that's why it's not mitame es boala l'mafreya. Rabbi Akiva omer, mitame es boala ve'in amona el misha sharasa. That it is mitame her boala l'mafreya, but still, when she counts her 7 days of nida, she can only start counting her 7 days of nida from when she actually saw the nida. Meaning the halacha by nida is, it doesn't matter how long, the halacha midaray says, it doesn't matter how long she bleeds for, whether she bleeds for 5 minutes or she bleeds for 6 days, 23 hours and 59 minutes. Halacha is she's tame for a total of 7 days. When do those 7 days begin? When she sees the dam. It does not begin back from the me'es la'es, even though we go so far with this chumra of me'es la'es, to, according to Rabbi Kiva, to even be metame as bo'ala. That's all if she sees dam. Sees dam means she knows that it came out of her body. She saw it come out of her body. The whole chashash, me'es la'es, is that maybe it was in the vaginal canal. It was in the bayis hachitzon for the last 24 hours. But she knows that it's a riyas dam from her body. But haroa kesem, but if a woman didn't see dam come out of her body, she just found a stain on a beged, so then metama lemafreya, then it's even going to be metama lemafreya to the last time that she laundered her clothing. Umayi mitame, and what exactly is it metame? Oh, Lunamashkin Mishkavos Umoshavos. It's Metami Lumafreya, any food, any drink, any Mishkav, any Moshav, Vukliheres Hamukov Tzamin Pasil, any sealed Kliheres that she may have moved. And even as far as Cheshbening the Yimei Nida and the Yimei Ziva, when she finds a Kesem, we have to be more Machmir. We have to assume that it may have been there for longer. See, when a woman has a Re'iyas Dam, so what's the little Chashash of Me'is L'Eis? That the blood got stuck in the vaginal canal in the Bayis Hachit zone? That's unlikely, right? But so we assume that when the Re'iyas Dam happened, that's really, really when she became a Nida. It's a Chum Midrabanan to be Chashash Me'is L'Eis. But when you're talking about finding a kesem, a much higher likelihood that that came out earlier. She just found a stain outside of her body. She doesn't know when that blood left her body, and therefore it's even going to be mekulkel seminyan. It's even going to mess up her cheshbening of her yemei nida and the yemei ziva for that reason. Umetame es boela, and it will be metame her boel like a boel nida that he's going to be tame 7 days, just like the nida herself. Is tummy 7 days. But still, she can only count the 7 days of Yimei Nida from the day that she found the kesem. But both by a roa dam and by a roa kesem, whether roa dam was metami meisleis or a roa kesem, that's metami lemafreya to the last time she had laundered that clothing. In either case, tolin velo ochlin velo sarfin. Any truma that she touched during that period of suffek is going to be suffek tameh. And therefore you can't eat that truma because it might be truma tameh, but you also can't burn that truma because it might be truma tahora. Bottom line is, we quote this whole brisa that compares kesem to re'iya. Why did we quote it? Because it tells us that me'is leish menida is metameh, mishkav, and moshav. And Bepashtus, as far as Mishkav Moshav, there goes there that she's a Nida Gemura, that to make a Mishkav Moshav to be Metame Adam, Letame Begadim. So that's a Raya to Rava. So says the Gemara, it's such a great Raya to Rava that it's difficult to understand why Rava felt like he needed to teach this halacha, meaning the Brisa says so Furish. So what the Gemara wants to know is, did Rava know this Brisa? If he knew this Brisa, we don't need Rava. If he didn't know this Brisa, then we have another Kasha on him. V'Rava, Ishmi Alei Masnisa. If he was aware of this brisa, lema masnisa, why is he taking all the credit for himself? I'm chadish to you that the neisa eshav nida is metame mishkav moshav. It's a brisa. Let him say over the brisa. V'iloshmi alei masnisa. And if he was unaware of the brisa, kalvachomer minalei. How did Rava know it was kalvachomer? Right? What was the kalvachomer of Rava? It assumed that a klicheres a mukav tzamid pasil that a nida is metame behesed. Normally, klicheres a mukav tzamid pasil does not become tamei ba'ol ames, because the klicheres can only become tamei mitocho, not migabo, but tumas hesit it has. So if Nida moves the klicheres and moves tamei pasil, it's going to be tamei. How did Rava know that? How did he know that meis leishem and Nida is metamei klicheres and moves tamei pasil? The only source for that is this brisa. So Rava's whole kalvachomer was based on a halacha that's taught in this brisa. So it's hard to imagine he didn't know this brisa. And if he knew the brisa, he should have just quoted the brisa instead of making his own kalvachomer. So says Gemara, the olam shmiel masnisa. Obviously, he was aware of this brisa, and that's how he knew the halacha of klicheres hamukav tzamid pasil. The imi masnisa. But if he only would have told us the tuma of that there's a din of mishkav moshav shabnida meis la'eis from this brisa, hava amina, I would have thought that what the brisa means when it says that mishkav moshav is metame b'meisa shvenida is that it's metame o adam o begadim, that it's metame either a person or begadim that touched that mishkav or moshav. Aval adam u begadim, but to say that a person who touches it is so tame that even the begadim that he's wearing that never came in direct contact with the mishkav or moshav, that even they are tame, lo, that I would not have known from the brisa. Mishamachi kamar kalvachomer. That's why Rav has to tell me his kalvachomer, to tell me that the mishkav or moshav are metame adam letame begadim shalav, to be metame the begadim that that person is wearing, and that's derived with the kalvachomer from a klicheres, that if a klicheres is mukav tzamid pasil, which would not be affected by an ol ames, yet is affected by a nida b'tumas hasid, as if it a regular tumas hasid, even b'me'is le'isha b'nida, so mishkavos, which are not nitzal ba'ol ames, for sure have the full status of regular Tumas Hesed, have full status of Tumas Mishkav Moshav in Me'is La'isha Benida. What does it mean, a full status of Tumas Mishkav Moshav? It means the Tamei Adam U'Begadim Sha'alav. And that's what Rava was adding to the equation. So that's part one of the daf. Now part two, that's going to take up the rest of the daf, is the statement of Rav Huna. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna comes to be Mechadish something about Me'is La'isha Benida. And he tells us as follows. Me'is La'isha Benida L'Kodesh Avalola Truma. Me'is La'isha Benida is something that we are machmir with as far as Kodshim. Any Kodshim that she has been in contact with in the last 24 hours are affected by the Tuma L'Mafreya. But for Truma, they were never gozer. So if she's been dealing with Truma in the last 24 hours, that Truma is not Tameh. Rabbi Kiva Eger raises the following suffix. He says, what if in the last 24 hours she's come in contact with Chulin? Okay, well, Chulin is even less than Truma. For sure, not going to be a problem. Yeah, then that Chulin came in contact with Kodesh. Right, so do we say that no? What she came in direct contact with was only chulin. Chulin is not affected by Me'is La'isha Benida, or do we say no? Now this is a shaila in kachim. So Rabbi Kiva Eger leaves it as a tzarach chiyuv. He's not sure how we view this this halacha that we were not gozer on chulin. Is it that whatever is in direct contact, or is it anything that has ramifications for kachim would even have a halacha? Rabbi Kiva Eger has a similar suffik when it comes to the halacha is by suffik. Suffolk in din, suffolk daraisa l'chumra, suffolk darban l'kula, but by a suffolk in mamon, you have amotzi mechaver alav raya. What if you have a suffolk in din that affects mamon? Do you treat it like a suffolk in mamon, or do you treat it like a suffolk in din? Right? Do you always look at like just the first stage, or the what kind of effects it's going to have down the line? So this is like a Rabbi Kiva Eger type of suffolk. Okay, so anyway, Rav Huna's chiddush is that the entire Me'is La'isha Benida is only a din for kodesh, not a din for truma. Ihachi, if that's the case, that there were gozer only for kachem, not for truma. Listening gabe malos, there's a sugya in shas like this. There's a sugya in Maseches Chagiga that goes through the malos of kachim over truma, the chumras that we have for kachim over truma. So this should be one of them. Me'is La'isha Benida should be one of them. So says no. Kikatani hecha di islay drori de tuma. Avleich dasay drori de tuma lo katani. Whenever we discuss the chumras of kachim over truma, that's where there's an actual shaychus to real tuma. But when there's no shaychus to real tuma, it's not going to be mentioned in that sugya. And over here, Me'is La'isha Benida doesn't have any shaychus to real tuma. Meaning, the bottom line is, right now she just had a riyaz dam. Me'ikra din, she's obviously not Tamei L'Mafreya. It's a Gzera B'Alma that they were gozer on her. The Ramban adds more than Gzera B'Alma. I mean, it's not even a Gzera B'Alma. It's not a Gzera Mishum Tumah. It's a Knas. They made a Knas on her for not doing enough Bedikos, for not being careful enough to do Bedika every single Ona. So that's the Knas that we make her Tamei Me'is La'is L'Mafreya, because she should have been Bodek herself Shachris Ve'Arvis, that like she was supposed to L'Tumah. But there's not even a Drora de Tumah. You know, a woman sees dam come out of her body, it's not really reasonable to assume that that dam has been sitting in the bayis hachitzon for the last 24 hours. There's no way the bayis hachitzon doesn't stop dam from emerging, so it's so it would have emerged right away. So the whole thing, it's not even a drora de tuma. Okay, so now that we have Rav Huna's chiddush, that Rav Huna tells us Me'is La'isha only affects kodesh, not truma. Five challenges to Rav Huna. So challenge number one, Meisvei. We have a braisa that tells us as follows. Mahi mitama. What exactly is Me'is La'isha Benida mitame? Ochlin umashkin. Food and drink. So my love, bein dekodesh, bein detruma. Just a general say, ochlin umashkin. That makes it sound like any kind of ochlin umashkin. Even truma ochlin umashkin. Says, lo, dekodesh. No, you can touch it up. It means only kodesh ochlin umashkin. Okay, that raya wasn't difficult. Raya number two, Tashema. Says the Gemara, there's going to be a Mishnah and Daf Yud Aleph, where we're going to talk about Kohanos that eat Truma have to be bodek themselves at the time that they're eating Truma to make sure they're not Tameh, not going to be Tameh the Truma, and they're not going to eat the Truma Betuma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Bishas Avarasan Milechel Betruma, not only do they have to be bodek themselves before they eat Truma, they have to be bodek themselves right after the meal, when they finish eating the Truma. And the Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean? Why in the world would they have to check themselves after they eat Truma? It's already over. The meal's over. They're not going to affect any Truma anymore. Maybe she didn't finish everything on her plate. There's still some Truma left. And so the bedikah is going to help in case she finds later that day that she's tameya, that it shouldn't be mitame lemafreya further back than this bedikah. So the shirayim that she's been touching throughout the course of this meal, whatever's left over from this meal, should remain tahora. So bottom line is, what do you see over here? That tuma lemafreya affects truma. That tuma meisleis affects truma, because the whole case is that she's eating truma, and the whole reason she does a bedikah after the meal is because of the tumul of mafreya that's going to happen if she finds that she's tamei next bedika. So Rav Huna masni lisrof shirayim shabiyodeha shabat gatzmuk shir vesas. Rav Huna would say, no, what the mission really means to say is that she does a bedika right away as soon as the meal is over, and if she finds herself tamei at that moment, so that's considered to be that there would be metame the truma she was just eating, the shirayim that she just had in her hand a moment before. Because when it's kashir vesas, which we're going to see later in the Masechta, there's a very, very short window of time that she finds herself tameh right after doing something, like right after being with her husband. She right away finds that she's tameh. Then we assume that that's not even called tumah lemafreya. That's like simultaneous. So that's going to be truma is going to require sreifa. There is a machlokas that we're going to have later in the Masechta between Bar Pada and Rav Oshia in the case where a woman is bodek herself betok shir veses, where we say that she was betok shir veses of having bia. So she has tashmish with her husband, and then right away she finds dam right afterwards. So where the halacha is she's tameh and the husband's chayav v'chatos, we assume that it was bol nida. So do we say that with regard to taharos that she's vadei tameh or not? So Rav Huna over here assumes yes, that just like lebailo we assume that he's a bol nida b'tok shir veses, we're assuming letaharos as well. So that is raya number two and its rejection. Now raya number three against Rav Huna. Tashima from a Brisa. The Brisa talks about the halacha that if, let's say, you have a young girl, a girl who's already of age to see dam, and she's seen dam, and then she goes shalosh onos without seeing dam. Inexplicably, 3 months pass where she doesn't get her period. Then, the next time she gets her period, do we assume daya shaita, that she was a mesulekes damin, and therefore daya shaita, she's only tamim mikanu lahaba, or do we assume she's not a mesulekes damin, and therefore she's even tamay lemafreya, like any other nita? So Maisa, there was a story that came to Rebbe with a girl who had not seen dam for 3 onos, and then she saw dam again afterwards. Vasa Rebbe Krabi Eliezer, and Rebbe passing her blood, it's daya shaita, that she's considered like a mesulekes damin, that she's only tamim mikanu lahaba. La'achar shenis, after Rebbe realized, oh, I passed like Rabbi Eliezer, we never passed like Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Kedayu Rabbi Eliezer Lismach Halav Vishas Avchak. So he comforted himself by saying, okay, at least we could rely on Rabbi Eliezer Vishas Avchak. So it's not so bad that I passed like Rabbi Eliezer, and this was a Shas Avchak. Why was it a Shas Avchak? So Rashi says it was Shnei Betzoris. It was years of famine, and therefore every bit of food was critical. So to be Mafsit Taharos by saying that it's all going to be Tameh with Tumah Lemafreya is a very big deal. Tulsus asks that Pishnei Betzoris, even the Rabbanan are Mildit Srebelos of the Daya Shaita, because we're going to have that in the Sugya in a couple of days from now, that they're going to say Ein Shasar Chak Raya, and the Gemara is going to say Shasar Chak means Shnas Betzoris. So it sounds like they're Mildit Srebelos of Pishnei Betzoris. So Rebbe didn't really, he wasn't really Somech on Srebelos. If it was really a Shasar Chak, he was doing like everybody. So Tulsus says the Shasar Chak over here is that the person touched that woman, Betok Me Es Leis L'Riyasa, and then he was Misasek a little bit Taros, and after the psak of Rebbe, he was misasik a lot in Taros. So it would have cost very, very little, but had it not been for Rebbe's psak, then Rebbe gave the psak, and the guy's like, oh, okay, great! And then he was osik in lots and lots of Taros. So now it became a shasat chak. Okay, now that it became a shasat chak, I'm willing to be somech on paskening like Rabbi Eliezer. That's what... That's how Tosfos understands, unlike Rashi, that it's Shnei Betzoris, because if it were Shnei Betzoris, you wouldn't need to rely on Rebbe Lezer. Anyway, Vavidun Basso, we discuss on this, and we're going to have this whole sugi in a couple of days. Maila Achashiniskar, what exactly did he remember that made him say, okay, at least we can rely on him b'shasad chak? If what he remembered is that we don't paskin like Rebbe Lezer, we paskin like the Rabbanon, b'shasad chak, if we don't paskin like him, we can't even paskin like him b'shasad chak. Meaning, if he's incorrect, he's incorrect. effect, and that's it. He'd be rejected. Ella deloit merhuchsalo kamar velo kamar. No, it's that there was no accepted psak one way or the other. The kevin shniska delav yachid palagale el rabin palagale. But once Rebbe remembered that it wasn't a yachid that was cholik on Rabbi Eliezer, it was chachamim who were cholik on Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer was a das yachid going against the rabim. But it was never like an accepted psak one way or the other. But the practice is that you should follow the rabbim in such a case. Amar Kedai Rabbi Elazar l'smach lo b'shas l'chak. He said, okay, at least we could rely on Rabbi Elazar b'shas l'chak, since it's not a known psak against him. But bottom line is, Iyam Rabishlam l'truma, if the whole discussion of the Tumah l'mafreya relates to truma, Hainu Davi Truma b'mei Rebbe, I understand how this maisa could happen in the days that Rebbe was alive. They still had truma in the days that Rebbe was alive. Eliyam l'kodesh, Kodesh mei Rebbe mei avay. But wait a second, if we're talking about Kodesh, there was no Kodesh when Rebbe was alive. So what's the whole, if you're going to tell me, like Rav Huna said, that Tumah l'mafreya meisei shebenida only affects Kodesh, it doesn't affect Truma, then there should never have been a story about Tumah l'mafreya in the days of Rebbe. That Rebbe was, there was no Kodesh in the days of Rebbe. So answer the Gemara, Kedu Ula, Damar Ula, Chivraya midakon begalila, that the Chaverim in Galil were metaher their yayin for Nesachim and their shemen for Menachos, even though they lived after the Churban, because Shema Yibana Amigdash. They tried to make sure that they had things done, Al Taras HaKodesh, to be prepared, to be ready in case Shema Yibana Hamigdash. That's how Rashi explains it. The Rashi for the Ritva say a little differently. They quote from Rabbeinu Chananel that they were margil themselves to eat chul in Al Taras HaKodesh so that when the Beis Hamikdash comes, they'll know how to behave, meaning that they're used to living on this level, but not like a Machon HaMikdash type of thing where they were actually preparing the things that were needed for the Mikdash. No, they're just getting used to the idea. They're getting used to that way of living. Okay, so that's Machlokas Rishonim. So Achanami Bimei Rebbe. So it must be in the days of Rebbe, there were people like this. There were people that were living on that level of Kodesh, and therefore it's not a raya against Rav Huna just because such an episode happened during the days of Rebbe. So this is this idea of Kedai Lismach L'Bishas L'Chak is interesting for a couple of reasons. First of all, Rav Shechter points out that we have a principle in Shas called Eleveilu Divrei Elokim Chayim, that when you have a machlokes Bisham and Beisilel, so they're both Divrei Elokim Chayim. So what does it mean they're both Divrei Elokim Chayim? We're only going to paskin like one or the other. How could it be that they're both Divrei Elokim Chayim? So typically we say it means that even though the halacha is only like the Beisilel, it's a kiyum of Talmud Torah to learn the Shitas Beishamay as well. So that's the nafkamina for being Divrei Elokim Chayim. That's not called Bittul Torah to learn the Shita of Beishamay. To learn through the Shita of Beishamay is also kiyum of Talmud Torah. Rav Shechter points out every once in a while the Eilevel Divrei Elokim Chayim has an chaps nafkamina la halacha as well, and one such nafkamina la halacha is kedai hu lismach alav b'shas hadchak. That even though we wouldn't paskin like Rabbi Lazar, but knowing the sheet of Rabbi Lazar, it's Eilevel Divrei Elokim Chayim tells me that it's also Divrei Elokim Chayim even la halacha, in that b'shas hadchak it becomes the ikra din. But we don't say that in every machlokas, meaning that the Gemara is very clear that if one shita is rejected and it's been halacha psuka that it's rejected, then we do not say kedai l'smach l'b'shas l'chak. It's only when it's still somewhat up in the air, but nohu galma one way and not the other way, that's where we say kedai l'smach l'b'shas l'chak. There is a fascinating discussion in Poskim about eating chadash bizman hazeh, right, in chutz la'aretz bizman hazeh. So the Taz writes that he's seen all the Chachmei Yisrael, kimat rubam, don't care about the Yisrael, don't seem to be bothered by the Yisrael of Chadash in chutz la'aretz bizman hazeh. And he says, we have to be malamid zchus, because this is the practice of all the Gedolei Yisrael. So he says that there is a machlokas tanaim in Maseches Kedushin where the Chadash applies in chutz la'aretz. Tanakama holds that it does not apply. Rabbi Elazar holds it does apply. And as machlokas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel holds like Tanakama, Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Elazar, and the Gemara doesn't pass in one way or the other. So maybe we could say halacha k'tanakama and Rabbi Elazar, because yachid v'rabim halacha k'rabim. But the Rif, the Rosh, Paskin L'chumra, the halacha is like the Tanakama of Rabbi Eliezer, against Rabbi Eliezer, but the Rif and the Rosh, Paskin L'chumra, like Rabbi Eliezer, because there's a Stam Mishnah, like Rabbi Eliezer, Maseches Orla, that Chadash is also min HaTorah, B'kol Makom. So says the Taz, maybe we could say, B'medino Seilu, where it's a Shas HaDchak,
Kedaihu lismoch lav b'shas adchak. Meaning that even though we pass on the Rabbi Eliezer, l'chumra, over here it's reversed. It's that we actually pass on the Rabbi Eliezer. Kedaihu the Tanakama lismoch lav b'shas adchak. Because it's so difficult to find food if you're not going to be somech on it b'shas adchak. So that's what the Taz says. So in Kudus HaKesef, the Shach, in Kudus HaKesef says, well, in Maseches Menachos, the Rabban de Beravashi hold Chazosh and Chutzarts is Asumi Daraisa. And that's the Pashas and the Sugi Kiddushin. And he says, ah, you're going to bring me a Raya that B'Shas HaChak could be Somech on a Das Yachid. It's not a Raya, because when are we Somech on a Das Yachid B'Shas HaChak? That's by Gzeri de Rabbanan, like Me'es La'esha Benida. That's a Din de Rabbanan. But on a Din Daraisa, you can't be Somech on a Das Yachid, even B'Shas HaChak. We would never do so on a Din Daraisa. So, and he points out, the Shach then quotes himself, where in Yerodei and some Reish Membeis, and Hagos Hisvahetri, he brings a raya that's true, that we don't say kedai lismok labshas chak on a din daraisa based on the Gemara in Erevin. So he says that therefore you can't rely on this taz. It's not a good it's not a good kula. It's not a good limud zchus. However, in the Tshuvas Tzemach Tzedek Lubavitch, there's two Tzemach Tzedeks, but the Tzemach Tzedek Lubavitch says that that you can be somich on this taz, meaning that the shach's kasha, not such strong kasha. Because what did the shach say? We only say kedai lismach lav b'shas adchak on a din drabban and not on a din d'oraisa. Yeah, that's when the kedai lismach lav is Rabbi Eliezer against the rabbim. Over here, it's the reverse. We're being somich on the sheet of the rabbim against Rabbi Eliezer, who the Rif and the Rush happened to paskin like. So to be somich on the sheet of the rabbim, that even for a din d'oraisa, we could say that it's kedai heim lismach aleihem b'shas adchak. Mishabura Paskins, as far as Chadash is concerned, that Rov Ha'olam is not Nisar at all in the Isra of Chadash, and he says we could be Melamed Zchus because it's a Dover Kasha to be Zahir in this, and therefore Mipnei Al-Chak, we're Somech on those Shitos that it's only Midrabanan, and that it's only in Mekomos HaSmuchim, or whatever. So yeah, that's what the practice became. Obviously it's a lot less of a Shas Al-Chak nowadays, much easier than it used to be not to be Somech. But that became the practice in Chutz Laretz. Okay, Raya number four. Tashima, Maisa b'Shiv Chasol Shem Gamliel. There was a story with the Shifcha of Ram Gamliel. Shaisa Ofa Kikaru Shal Truma. She was baking loaves of Truma. Ubein Kalachas Vachas. Such a Fruma Shifcha. This is what she did. Between each Kikar that she baked, Medicha Yadu B'Mayim. She'd wash her hands. Ubodekes. And she would do a Bedika to make sure that she wasn't Tameh. But Achrona, after baking the last loaf, Bodka Matzah Tameya, she found herself to be Tameya. The bus of Ashal is from Gamliel, so she asked from Gamliel what the halacha is about all the kikaros. So Amar Lo, Kulan Tameya, said, okay, everything you bake the whole day is Tameh. So Amar Lo, she said, what? Rebbe Velo Bedika Isli Ben Kalachas Vachas. But I did a Bedika between each and every kikar, and every single time I was tar, except for the last one. Amrullah, he said, why don't you say so? Im Kain, he Tameh Evakul and Taros. Okay, then obviously they're all tar, just the last one is Tameh. So Katani Mias, bottom line is, Kikarishal Truma, that it says that it was Kikarishal Truma that she was working on, and Ram Gamliel had told her, had you not done Bedika between each and every one, you would have been mitami them all about Freya, me'es la'es. So don't you see against Rav Huna that me'es la'es shebenidas mitame even truma about Freya, not just kodesh? So it says, no, my truma, truma's lach metoda. Over here, when it says truma, it doesn't mean truma. It means truma's lach metoda. The truma from the chalos that they would bring together with the carbon toda, there are 40 loaves, and and there's a truma you take from those 40 loaves, meaning four of those 40 loaves. So truma, so we're not talking about regular truma, we're talking about kachim over here. So truma slachme toda b'afia mai baya, but wait a second, what's she doing baking truma slachme toda? They would bake all 40 loaves when before they would be mafresh the four from the 40. So at the time of the afia, it wasn't yet truma slachme toda. So how can you say that she was baking truma slachme toda? So answers the Gemara, really the Shifcha Gamliel was osik b'trumas lach metoda. Ah, it's not Shaykh Afia. Dafreshinu bilishayhu. We're talking about a case where they were mafris the truma from the lachmei toda while it was still a dough before it was ever baked. That if a person made one challah from each min instead of 10 challahs from each min like you're supposed to, yatsa. You're yotzev avinan bayim. We asked on that. Vavinan arbayim. What do you mean? Torah says you need 40. Le mitzvah. That's just the din lechadchila. Vavinan frush truma minayu. But you need to be mafresh truma from each type of bread. And if you only made 4 challahs, how are you going to be mafresh truma? V'chitem ed mafresh prusa mikol chad v'chad. You're going to tell me, oh, just cut off an end of each loaf. Echad amar rachmana, shlo yitol prusa. No, you have to take a full loaf. You can't take just an end off of each loaf. You can't have just a prusa. V'amrinan, dafreshinu bilishayu. Here's the way that it could be done. If you're mafresh it while it's still a dough, so it's not considered a piece of a loaf, it's still a dough. So, by each min, they bake the isa that they're mafer sutruma separately, and the rest of the dough they made into one big challah, and they bake that separately. So over here also, we're talking about a case that they were mafer shumas lach metoda before the baking, and that's why this shivcha was baking shumas lach metoda. She wasn't baking truma, she was baking kadshim, and that's why it's not a problem for Rav Huna. Fifth and final challenge to Rav Huna. Tashma shuv ma'aseh b'shuv shlomang liel shaisa gafa chaviyo shel yayin. She was sealing wine barrels. Ubein kalachas va'achas. Again, same practice. Medicha yadeh b'mayim. She'd wash her hands off from any stickiness from the sealant of the wine barrels. Ubodekes, and she would do bedika. Uba achrona badko matzah tameya. And after sealing the last barrel, that last bedika, she found herself to be tameya. Ubas v'shalom gamliel. So she asked from Gamliel, what's the status of all these barrels? Va'amrla, kulan tameos. They're all tame. So Amrlo, she said to him, Velo bedika, I see the ben galachas vachas. How can they all be tameos? They do a bedika between each and every one. Amrla, imkein, he tameo, v'kulan taros. Okay, you didn't tell me that. You have to know how to ask a shayla. So then, the only the last one is tame. The rest of them are taros. So iyam, bishlama, chadad the kodesh, v'chadad the trumahi, haimedad v'shayla. This is a very similar story to the last one. How did the shivcha not make the tushta? How did she not make the connection in her head that if the last time the psak was that kulan taros and only the last one is tameh, obviously the psak's going to be the same over here. You know what it must be? That last time she was asking about kodesh and now she's asking about truma. So she wants to know, or last time she was asking about truma and now she's asking about kodesh. So she's going to ask again what the halacha is, because maybe it only works for one and doesn't work for the other. Maybe it only works for truma, but kodesh we're more machmir about, and kodesh is going to be tame even the mafreya, even though she did the bedikos. Maybe we're not relying on those bedikos. Aliyam didividi to kodesh. But if everything was only about kodesh, lama lamad of the shayle, why would she have to ask again? So this is a raya against Rav Huna, because here you see, even if you want to say truma means truma slach metoda, but why would she ask the question again about wine? It must be that she was asking about actual truma, and you see that Meisa Yishev Nida affects truma. So it says Gemara, Meisa Shaya b'shtei shvachos haya. Who says we only had one shivcha? It was another shivcha that had the same practice that was asking the question again. So that's why that would explain why he didn't chop that she does a bedika between each and every one the second time around. He figured how many of the shvachas are going to have such a hanhaga. So the second one also had such a from a hanhaga. Lishna akrina amrila. Another lashon is that Rav Huna said differently. That Amr Rav Huna meisay shvinin matame bein lekodesh bein letruma. That Rav Huna actually said the exact opposite of what we've been discussing the whole time. That Rav Huna's actual chiddush was that tumas meisay affects truma also. And the source for the fact that it must affect truma is because that sugya and chagiga that lists the milos, the special chumras that we have of kachim over truma, doesn't list me'isleisha benida, something that's only chumra for kachim over nida. So ask the Gemara, Amalei Rav Nachman va'tani tana lakodesh avlo l'truma. But there was a Tana who taught Brisos, who taught that Meisa Yishev Nida only affects Kodesh and not Truma. That seems to be against this version of Rav Huna. So Kibla Minei Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak. Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak was Mekabel Rav Nachman's Kasha, and he explained that when the Brisos says L'Kodesh Avlo L'Truma, it means B'chulin Shinasu Al Taros HaKodesh V'lo B'chulin Shinasu Al Taros Truma. It means for Chulin that's Nasu Al Taros Kodesh, that's treated with Taros Kodesh, but not Chulin Shinasu Al Taros Truma. They were never going goes through the tumah on chul shenasu betara to the level of truma. But actual truma, we actually would be knowing me'is leishem nida on actual truma, just not on chul shenasu al tara sa truma. So this is an interesting discussion as well. We see over the chamra machmir and nida that she's metami all the taros that she touched me'is leish before she was roa, but only on chul shenasu al tara sa kodesh. Chul shenasu al tara sa truma, they're not metami me'is leish. So there's a discussion in the Marsha. And the Malachim will conclude with this. When the Malachim came to Avram Avinu, so Avram said to Sarah, "Mahari shalosh si'im kemach solas lushi vasi ugos." And then when they brought the lechem, Pasuk says, "Veika chem of chalav uben abakar asher asa veitein lefnehem." And Rashi says, "What happened to the bread?" So he says, "No, they didn't bring the lechem because Sarah Yimenu was pierced nida because Chazra la'orach kanashim. She was so old, but she became a nida again." So the Re'im comments that Avram Avinu was ochel his chulin betahara. So ask the Marsha, wait a second, how do you figure out the Seder HaKsuvim over here? She was pierced nida before they told her that she's going to have a child? Then why did she laugh when they told her she was going to have a child? She already should have seen that she was pierced nida. How could she say, Chadal liyos l'sara orach kanashim, achar balosi hoise liyedna, I'm all dried out. No, you're not, you see? Says the Marsha, she was pierced nida after the Basura. It's that the Malachim knew that she was going to be pierced nida, and therefore she's Metamei Me'es La'es. So they warned Avram, you better not eat this, because it's going to be Metamei Me'es La'es Shebenida. So you better not eat this. So says the Re'im, that's why Rashi says that he was Ochel Chulin Betara Altaras HaKodesh. Because if he was only Ochel Chulin Betara Altaras HaTruma Me'es La'es Shebenida may not affect being ochel chul in altar shuma. Truma mavish, yes, but being ochel chul in altar shuma, it wouldn't have affected. Okay, we'll stop there. Gosh.